This is Lesbian and Gay Voices, and Scott Tellinghost is with us tonight. Scott, when was the first time you volunteered for an election? Do you remember?
I remember joining the Republicans in the fall, young Republicans in the fall of 1961, and I was at the University of Texas, and I one Saturday I went to San Antonio and campaigned for the opponent, Republican opponent of Henry Gonzalez. That was a special election where Gonzalez was first elected. And in subsequent times, I would have voted for Gonzalez if I were living in San Antonio.
Yes, well, of course, the Republicans weren't quite as bad back then.
Yes, Goldwater proved to have a fairly libertarian streak.
Yeah, especially near the end where he was talking about some of the things he probably wouldn't have opposed like some of the Republicans are nowadays. So did you, you volunteered in that election and you, what did you do, phone bank or door knocking?
I went door to door and got the door slammed in my face a number of times.
There weren't too many Republicans in Texas back then, was there?
No. Although 1962 is the year when Texas Republican Party made something of a breakthrough and the candidate for governor got 45% instead of 30 or 20.
Right. Wow. Wow. And over these years, has the process of doing this work changed much?
Oh, there's a lot of features that are pretty much the same, like doing mailings, going door to door, telephoning.
Right, the one-to-one type of thing has pretty much stayed the same.
Yes.
And I think it has proved to be the thing that really sort of makes the difference? I mean, you can still spend millions of dollars on TV and radio and advertising and stuff, but sometimes the one-to-one probably, you know.
Well, I've always seen that candidates do need to have some money to win, mm-hmm. almost
yes.
always.
Yeah.
There are a lot of voters that can't be reached any other way by media, except by media advertising.
Right. So you volunteered for Progressive Voters this time.
Yes, I did.
You know, just as you have over the many years volunteered for so many different people, including Anise, and I'm sure Whitmire, too, I would guess, when she first ran for mayor.
Yes, I.
Eleanor Tinsley?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That was probably the first, and that was before I moved here, but that was probably the first, like, real win for this community, wasn't it?
Well, of course, Ron Waters was elected state representative from Montrose and Heights in 1972, and that is really the first time I did Democratic campaigning in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
I had campaigned a bit for Eugene McCarthy and Hubert Humphrey in 1968. See, I switched parties about 1967. Well, there's not a definite election to define it, but
sort of around Stonewall time.
That was a little before Stonewall.
Okay.
Because I was living in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the time of Stonewall, which is in 1969.
Okay. So after, you know, we lost, unfortunately, and you've been looking at some of the numbers, and is there some general overview of what you can say?
Well, I would say it's disappointing, but we really didn't lose too badly. And I've had a chance to look at the Chronicle's demographic breakdown, and they also carried the mayor's race by precinct.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen precinct results in very much, except that Friday I did drop by the city hall and copy a number of precincts on Proposition 2. And copied most of the Montrose precincts in my present precinct and my past precinct. And there are lots of neighborhoods and parts of town precincts where we won handily.
Mm-hmm. Did it surprise you in some of these precincts that we won?
Not really, because I was familiar with the way they had voted before. I know that I lived in a precinct in the 3rd Ward until about 5 years ago. It was a predominantly black precinct, and we carried it 58.5%, and we generally did pretty well with the black community, got about 59% in the middle-income blacks and more like 51 lower income.
And that's a big difference from 85, where we lost really badly in black precincts.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think this election shows a lack of consensus, and I think it's the other side, our opposition, that's the one that needs consensus more than we do.
Now, where did we lose, you know, more proportionally?
Okay, the worst loss that the Chronicle shows is Kingwood, 68.6% for. We also lost Inwood Forest. We lost much of the west side, River Oaks, Tanglewood. Let's see, River Oaks and Tanglewood was 57.2% for.
So is that sort of meaning that the white upper class, we've lost pretty
many of them? Yes.
We de-annexed Kingwood.
Republican land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, we won 77.4% in Montrose. That's according to this Chronicle analysis, and I don't know exactly what precincts that is.
But yeah, the Chronicle sort of defines Montrose not necessarily the same we do, but still,
yes,
that's pretty good numbers.
And I did get the results for individual Montrose precincts, and we got 80.9% in Precinct 34, which votes at Levitt Inn, and it's the precinct we're in right now,
the studio.
And that's probably the gayest precinct in Houston. But I doubt that it is a majority GLBT.
I don't think there is a majority GLBT district anywhere.
Yes, there's a lot of straight people who will vote with us on a lot of things.
But I remember Deborah Danberg saying many, many years ago, there isn't any in the country that's, you know, majority GLBT, but they're usually the ones that we're very high in. There's a lot of straight allies within that because, you know, they sort of think alike in some ways.
Yes, indeed.
Now, you were involved in the campaign also. Have you ever seen that many people involved in the campaign before?
Well, I think I have.
Okay.
Yes, but I was impressed with it. There was we were certainly getting volunteers and phoning and doing important things.
I understand that it was close to having 300 people covering 100 precincts on the day of the election. That's pretty incredible.
Uh-huh.
And certainly we'll be talking to Grant later about that. So with our election, we lost, you know, it was very close, but we also have an important city election coming up for mayor.
Yes, we
and
do.
Also District D.
Yes.
And how do those numbers look?
Well, I think it's winnable for Brown, but it's going to take a lot of work. And I am wearing, Thursday I picked up a second Brown T-shirt, which actually is orange and blue on a white background. And I kid people about that sometimes to make conversation. But I'm wearing them whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted two T-shirts so that I can wash one and wear the other.
Looking at, you know, it was rather surprised that Sanchez came out that well.
Yes, sort of. Yeah, better than I expected, but still, I'm not completely surprised.
And you're volunteering for the Brown campaign?
Yes.
If people are interested in helping out, where could they go?
The Brown headquarters is on Studemont, just south of Washington Avenue. It's in a shopping center. And if you're coming from Montrose, going north on Studemont, it's going to be on your right. Just a little bit before Washington Avenue. And, well, it's shopping center, and there's a number of Brown signs out on the street, or out near the street. They did have a big American flag in the window. I'm not sure whether they still have that or not.
I would bet they probably still do.
Yes, and last Thursday, when I went in, right in the window right beside the front door, they still had a no on Proposition 2.
There's still
that's after the election.
Yes, that's pretty neat. And there's still some signs around. In fact, I grabbed one as a souvenir after the election.
Bandit signs.
Yeah, well, they need to be picked up. But the reality is that, you know, we've come a long way since 1985. Unfortunately, we didn't quite come enough. was rather close. I think the campaign did some great work. I know they had lots of people there, not only local, but they brought in some national people. And from my understanding is like everybody got along and just worked on this rather than, you know, in politics sometimes people do argue a bit. And I certainly appreciate your work you've been doing over all these years, you know, working on these campaigns. And I know sometimes you're like the only one there at these campaigns.
Well, thank you.
But it does make a difference. People getting out there and volunteering and helping out. Certainly we wouldn't have come this long way without volunteers. And so we've got Brown and we've got Ada Edwards in District D. And there's probably a few others that the caucus is endorsing.
Andrew Burks and Claudia Williamson.
So that's important. The election will be on December 1st on a Saturday, and early voting will be happening before then, and I think it sort of takes a little break around Thanksgiving.
I think it may start next week.
I believe you're right. And early voting is a wonderful thing.
I vote early.
I always do.
Frankly, all the time.
Yes. Well, Scott, thanks for coming by and talking to us, and thanks again for your hard work that you've been doing in all these campaigns.
I thank you for having me on the air.
Okay.